and if we weather it, we shall have more sea room. Keep her full, and let her go through the water. Do you hear, quartermaster?"
"Aye, aye, sir."
"Thus, and no nearer, my man. Ease her with a spoke or two when she sends, but be careful, or she'll take the wheel out of your hands."
It really was a very awful sight. When the ship was in the trough of the sea, you could distinguish nothing but a waste of tumultuous water. But when she was borne up on the summit of the enormous waves, you then looked down, as it were, upon a low sandy coast close to you and covered with foam and breakers.
"She behaves nobly,"
observed the captain, stepping aft to the binnacle and looking at the compass.
"If the wind does not baffle us, we shall weather."
The captain had scarcely time to make the observation when the sails shivered and flapped like thunder.
"Up with the helm! What are you about, quartermaster?"
"The wind has headed us, sir,"
replied the quartermaster coolly. The captain and master remained at the binnacle watching the compass, but when the sails were again full, she had broken off 2 points, and the point of land was only a little on the lee bow.
"We must wear her round, Mr. Falcon. Hands, wear ship. Ready, all ready."
"She has come up again,"
cried the master, who was at the binnacle.